Yeah, I mean, this is a very strange occurrence, I have to say. So it was Reading, which is one of the cities close to London. It was an attack of an individual who was a refugee from Libya against several, bystanders in a park in Reading. It was classified late as a terrorist attack by the UK authorities, but they have not released any details why they're classifying this as a terror attack. There are a few indications of this individual possibly linked to was possibly linked to a terror group, but nothing super concrete. So first of all, he was under observation for MI5 for a brief period. He was part of de-radicalization programs because last year the security services received information, and they don't specify how. This could just be someone calling. That this young individual, who's I think only 16 years old, would be willing to travel for extremist purposes. So they looked into the case, they didn't find anything substantial, they referred him to a de-radicalization program with psychological help. And I guess that's the reason why they defined this as a terrorist attack. Of course, since they now rearrested him under the terrorism statute, they also have far more opportunities to look into the past and to hold the individual longer than if they would have just charged him with manslaughter.
As you said, not much information has been released on this, and I believe an American was one of the victims in this case, and it has drawn significant attention here because of that. So, what does what you know tell you about what took place? What do you think happened?
Yeah, so I mean, when I say there wasn't much details on the terrorism side, there is actually quite a lot of details that have been published in the last couple of days on the individual himself. And it paints a picture of a fairly violent, extremely psychologically unstable individual with no less than 11 convictions, most of which were violence against individuals, violence against policemen, violence against judges even, who sentenced him. He spent about 12 months in prison for a violent assault. There is information that he left Libya at 11 years old, but being quite traumatized from the, as of 5 years ago, quite traumatized from the conflict that's going on. So it seems to me that this is a case where, the terrorism charge may not be sticking as strongly, but it's certainly an example that something went wrong in the observation of a very violent, very uncontrolled individual with clearly diagnosed psychological problems. And the last remaining link is that allegation that he may have wanted to travel for terrorist purposes a year ago, which was never substantiated at that point. So I guess there has to be multiple reviews before we can make a final judgment call. And I guess, the terrorism charges mean they will now look into every single detail, including online behavior of the individual, to see whether there is any link. If there is any link on online behavior, this is a classical, lone actor attack. He had a knife, he knifed down people. That doesn't really require any preparation whatsoever except purchasing a knife. So this is, again, unfortunately, one of these attacks where you really can't defend effectively against that. But it's not as clear-cut a failure of the de-radicalization program as the previous two knives attacks. As you remember, in the last couple of months, we had a couple of those where we had individuals who were actually charged on terrorism, spent time in prison for terrorism. This individual just spent time in prison for violence, were released, deemed less dangerous, and then conducted an attack.
Does what happened, where it happened, the weapon that he used tell you anything more about this than it was a very simplistic attack by an individual who was disturbed?
Look, I mean, it's obviously copycatting a string of attack that we had in London in particular in the last couple of months. So, it could be either that he was inspired by these attacks. It could also be that he's just a disturbed individual who just wanted to become famous, and he achieved that. The UK press is not talking about anything else the last couple of days, justifiably so.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director of the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.